Good morning. It is good to connect with you today as we continue our sermon series, taking a look at the circumstances that we find ourselves, especially those circumstances not of our own choosing. And so we continue on today, taking a look at Psalm 23. It's a well-known, commonly learned, passage of Scripture. But because a passage of Scripture is common does not mean it has something for us to say or we can't learn from it. And I feel the 23rd Psalm is one of those passages in which I know for myself I can learn from, especially if I look at the passage of Scripture, from a different circumstance or different time. And I know these words are comforting, but they're also life-giving words. So I invite you to hear these words today from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. What the words of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. I remember several years ago, I asked a colleague how he was doing. I had encountered him at a gathering of clergy. We have an annual gathering as Methodist clergy. We call it clergy orders. It's where we all gather as an order of elders, and there's also an order of deacons, and then the fellowship of local pastors. We all gather together. It's a time for us to take a moment to, one, be together, to learn, but it's also a little bit of a retreat as well. There's some time in there for us intentionally unwind and to gather and worship. It's an event I look forward to every year, especially because I can connect with my colleagues and my friends that I don't get to see all that often, maybe once or twice a year. And as one colleague, I asked him how he was doing, and his response to me was peaks and valleys. And I thought about that response for a bit because I wasn't expecting it. A lot of times when you ask somebody how they're doing, they'll say, oh, I'm good, or oh, it's been a tough year. And that response of peaks and valleys caused me to think for a moment. And I've heard other people say that phrase since then because it's stuck with me since that moment. I've asked many other friends, colleagues, and folks how they're doing, and I've heard that phrase come back, peaks and valleys. And it causes me to think about that phrase, about our experience, more importantly. Because a lot of times in our lives, we love focusing on those peak moments, those moments at the top of the mountain, when things are awesome, things are going well. Those are the moments that if we could choose to be a part of, we would choose all the time. To be a part, to enjoy, to appreciate. Those are the moments, I'll be honest, and I'm one of the folks who do this, those are the moments you love to share on social media or you keep on your phone so you can show to your friends when you see them next, or those are the stories you love to tell over and over, those peak moments. But then there's also those valleys that are the moments that we don't choose. Those moments that we'd rather move past. Especially if you use that kind of that metaphor to describe how things are going, those valley moments, those are moments, they're just not what we hoped for. Maybe it's because life has been rough. We've had trouble with work. We've had trouble with, in our family, somebody struggling in our family that we care about, or there's something else going on, or school's not going right. There's a whole host of reasons as to why we can find ourselves in the valleys of life. When we look back, though, on the 23rd Psalm, of the phrase that is given here, and it causes me to think a little bit differently about the valleys. If you start with the first verse, first three verses, really, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Now, in the West, when I've had opportunity to travel, go across the Rocky Mountains, a lot of times, though, the valley that I find is where some of the greenest pasture will be. I especially think about in Yellowstone National Park, one of my favorite places I think on planet Earth is the Lamar Valley. And it's a valley where there's all kinds of wildlife, all kinds of, you know, bison. You can see, you know, bear, wolf, elk, coyote, pronghorn. I mean, you name it, you can find that large mammal or birds of all kinds in this Lamar Valley. And along that Lamar River, it is lush, it is green, especially you know, in the spring and in the summer. You can just see, you know, the life that that river, those green pastures there provide, and how all the wildlife there, they seek out that green, that nutritious, delicious, you know, grass, at least grass for them, that's no nutritious, but they love that space. And you can see that, how life-giving those green pastures are. Then you look a little bit more into the psalm here. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, in that Lamar Valley, it is a wild place. There's not a shepherd or a cowboy who's leading the bison to this green space, or the elk or the bear or any other creature. They find that space. But when I think of our faith as people who follow Christ, as Christians, we have a shepherd. We have our God who cares for us. We have Christ who guides us, who calls us to life. And we have the Holy Spirit that moves us and cares for us and guides us throughout our everyday lives. And so a lot of times when I have read this passage of scripture, since, you know, traveling to Yellowstone and photographing and being present with the wildlife, when I read Psalm 23, those green pastures come to my mind, but I also reflect on who is guiding me, who is caring for me. Now, when I think about our lives and our circumstances that we do not choose to be in those valleys of life, we would not think of those times as being a place of safety, a place of assurance, a place of care, a place where perhaps we would find what nourishes us. But as a people of faith, we're called to experience our lives, our experiences, the situations, our circumstances, through a different lens, through a different perspective than the world may call on us to lean on. Because when we go through our valleys of life, we turn to our shepherd. And I believe the challenge for us, when we go through those valleys of life, those circumstances we don't want, it is the challenge of having that trust, having the trust in God, having our trust in Christ and the Holy Spirit. When I think about the shepherds I have encountered, people who care for sheep, or the ranchers who care for animals, and I see that care, you know, that the work that goes into the livestock, into to moving them, into to caring for them, making sure they have the pastures that they need, it causes me to think of how my God has moved me, how God has been with me, has guided me. And I know that trust for me can be a challenge. Because when I am going through those circumstances I do not want to be in, those challenges of life, I'm not thinking perhaps of how God could be present with me. I'm thinking, how can I get out of this situation? How can I get out of this valley and back on the peak? But it is our shepherd. It is our Christ, it is the Holy Spirit who calls on us to trust, to have that faith that when we are needing that help in the valleys of our lives, it is our shepherd who is guiding us, who is taking us to the safe place, who watches over us, who cares for us. And we can give a lot of lip service to this idea of trust and of faith. But in those moments, I know how challenging it can be. But I believe there's a call for us. When I look at these words all the more in verses 5 and 6, you will prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord all my life long. This is the hope that we have when we are in the valleys of life. And it's a hope that we experience through the resurrection of Christ, that there is hope greater than the circumstance we are in. There is hope greater than the situation we want to be out of. There is hope greater than anything that may come our way that pulls us away from life, that pulls us away from where we want to be. It's because we have that hope of everlasting life, that hope that death and despair do not have the final say, but rather it is the resurrection and the hope that we have in Christ that has the final say. So brothers and sisters, when we are in the valleys of life, it can be hard to feel that shepherd who is caring for us. It can be hard to feel the guidance that's leading us to a safe place. But I believe we are called to have that trust. We are called to have that hope. We are called to place our whole lives in the resurrection that comes from Christ. Because that hope that comes from resurrection is what calls us forward. We know where we are going as a people of faith. We know what the end story will be, and that is with our God. That is with everlasting life. And that is with hope eternal. So brothers and sisters, even though we may be in those valleys, that can be challenging to trust, it can be challenging to move forward. I believe our God is with us, guiding us, caring for us, and calling us to a future filled with hope. So let us lean in to that hope. Let us be a witness to that hope, especially at this time, so all may know the hope and the life that comes from Christ, the hope that is shared with us through the Holy Spirit, and a hope that comes from our God because of the abundant grace and love that God has for us, now and for all of our days. Amen.